FBI Radio and Fire Up are proud to present a glittering new season celebrating the barbaric ballet that we call Rugby League.
You must feel pretty confident with that additional bulk he's put on. Now watch the defence, it'll be fairly violent, I would imagine.
And now the Gladiators hop away with the left forearm.
It was as nasty as we've seen for a long time.
A little bit out of character, he's a very clean player.
Manly slumped to eighth on the ladder.
It's just rubbing salt into the wound.
You can see the head clash there.
Oh, very nasty.
And the crowd love it. They've all taken their angry pill. This smashes him to ground. The one-handed pass back inside.
With a delicate kick.
And he smacked their bottoms with a beautiful bit of football early. Thank you, Mrs. Robinson.
Another little slanging match.
He's only 5 metres from the line.
And he's hurt on the bird.
He runs into a wall.
Certainly got some forearm in it for some damage done to him with a boot or a knee. But my heavens, he's really bleeding.
He's come out of it very much the worse for wear.
Bleeding like a stuck pig out there.
And the crowd's starting to go wild. Intercepted.
Shows it. Goes outside.
It's a sad, sad commentary on the mentality of some of the idiots that follow Australian sport.
Now, please welcome your muscle-bound maestro, Stephen Ferris and
Chris Gayle.
As they fire up.
Yes, this is Fire Up. I'm Stephen Ferris. No, I'm not. I'm AH Kaylee, filling in for Stephen Ferris. Of course, beautiful co-host every week, Chris Gayle. How are you going?
AH, it's so good to see you. I don't think I've seen you since the second last show last season. How have you
been? I know. There couldn't be any possible reason why we've seen each other since then.
No, you look well and you don't look like Stephen, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And in the studio today, we have special guest Dennis Carnahan. How you
doing? Hello, AH. I'm doing real well. Is my mic on?
Yes, your mic's on.
Bang.
Can you not hear it in your headphones? Well, this is community radio. Sign up as a volunteer and lift the bar. Do that by going to FBIRadio.com.
You know we have problems with headphones in the studio, and we actually had ordered 18 sets of headphones from Columbia.
Right.
And they haven't arrived, and that's why you can't hear yourself, Dennis, but I'm sure we'll be able to sort that out in the near future.
Either that or it wasn't plugged in.
Yeah, I reckon it wasn't. Anyway.
That was her excuse.
Anyway, wow, this is going so well. And, of course, our second guest in the studio today is Aaron Gox. Now, the last time you were on the show, you had like a pretty viral-ish video, and then by the time we got off the air, you were a certified meme. You're most well-known for your classic stitch-up video. Are you a bit sick of people saying it to you in the street? Like in the Simpsons episode where everyone's like, say the line, but is this your I didn't do it?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool.
That's why I've come on to talk about rugby league.
Yep, sick.
There's no chance. We want to hear about the stitcher.
All right, so we've got so much to go through today. First up, a lot of people are fired up this week.
There are a lot of fired up people.
Not just us. So Curtis Sirenin. Chris, can you fill us in on what Curtis Sirenin did?
Well, you know, you talk about the rugby league news cycle moves very, very quickly. And we might even shout out to a certain Roosters player fairly soon. But Manly Warringah Sea Eagle Curtis Sirenin. And that shows how quickly the game does move, because who can forget he was a West Tiger? And haven't West Tigers not been in the news lately?
No.
But he's been investigated over allegations he smashed the door of a women's toilet at a Sydney pub over the weekend.
Classic.
Yeah, it's actually the Unity Hall, home of the Australian Labor Party, because he's very politically motivated, Curtis. And I think he was in the workers' bar. And Nine News Cub reporter Danny Widler revealed that Sirenin allegedly, and please note the use of the word allegedly.
It's always alleged, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah. Punched the door of the women's toilet at the workers' bar and kitchen to check on his girlfriend, Patricia Hajia, on Saturday night. She's believed to have been talking to a woman that Sirenin had an affair, and I don't think that's allegedly, within 2015.
It was a clear-the-air conversation, apparently, wasn't it? Like, there was no animosity. I mean, maybe a little bit, but it was just, you know, two ladies, fight the patriarchy, let's chat about this together.
It's kind of like Linda Kozlowski and Nolan Hogan getting together and, you know, clearing the air about the whole Crocodile Dundee thing. Is that what you're suggesting?
Sure, I get that reference.
I'm not so sure that Curtis is necessarily that comfortable, because he was concerned how long the two women were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And witnesses said that the 23-year-old exited the premises with a large cut on his hand, spilling blood on the way out. And certainly I did see him at City training this week getting his hand taped up. Are we sure that that's just what they were doing, clearing the air? What else could they be talking about?
Look, there's a quantum leap here from two women clearing the air in a toilet and a punch through the door. Why did the door need to be punched through? Could he not have... is this a Yarko... Not Yarko Pastorius.
Weather report.
Why couldn't he have... Yeah, not Yarko. Oscar Pastorius. That's not Yarko. It's just Oscar Pastorius. He just couldn't see through the bathroom.
Let's not reference Pastorius on this show.
Why is he punching a door? Why do you need to punch the door to ask him what's going on?
Why not?
Can he not just knock?
Bronco Reg.
Was in the cubicle.
Bronco Reg suggested before the show that maybe they were chatting about his sexual abilities and just like, oh yeah, he's a dud root, isn't he? Which, you know, would you boys smash down a door for that?
I'd just say fair cop. Goxie. Turn and walk away.
Goxie, would you smash down a door if you thought the two ladies were saying you were a dud root?
Definitely.
I'm past worrying about reviews. I've had so many bad ones. But I'd be more of a mind that, in fact, that they're comparing notes about his performance in the back row for Manly.
Back row? Never heard of it.
No, it's a unique expression. And that essentially he fell into the City selection because there was just such a lack of players available for the team. And because there's one thing that really gets Curtis fired up, it's if anyone's critical of his football. I think his major mistake here was to go to a Balmain pub, though.
Maybe he just didn't want to actually play. Maybe he's had 50 other people withdrawn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not going to withdraw me.
He felt left out. Everyone else is injured. I've got to injure myself.
Sort of like Josh Papali calling the cops to report someone sort of drunkenly driving twice, and it was him. My theory is that he just didn't want to play.
Right, to prove a point.
That's what he said, to prove a point.
This is the trouble with rugby league atrocities. We hear the detail of the alleged incidents / offences, but we never hear the motivation. And I think for Curtis, the first error was going back to the Balmain precinct because he left the West Tigers. Stay away, Curtis. You'll be a lot better off.
Well, another person who's incredibly fired up this week, Kenny Edwards. Chet Slapper.
Slapper Edwards. He's going to be Slapper Edwards.
I've told you not to call me that. And Cher throwing Edwards as well, which isn't as snappy a nickname, but
let me tell you, Cher throwing that'd be an interesting Vegas occupation.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. So Kenny is the first victim, and I say he is a victim of the NRL edict that has extended the sin bin from the punch to the slap. And it was towards the
not
end...
Not a sin to be a slapper.
Yeah, it was towards the end of the Parramatta Eels versus the Far North Queensland Cowboys, or as HG likes to refer to them, the FNQ Cowboys. And the game was iced. It was running to a conclusion involving a very significant victory for the Eels. And I think there'd been a drop ball. A scrum was going to be formed. And what Kenny does is he grabs the boy. And don't you notice now in our rugby league, it's no longer the boys get behind you. They get around you. I don't know why they changed the emphasis
there. It's a blight that's come from the AFL.
Yeah.
So what he does is he grabs the boys...
That's slapper behaviour.
Very much slapper
behaviour. Getting around you.
So what Kenny does is he grabs the nearest Eels and goes, we've done well, boys, we're going to get a scrum. But of course he grabs Gavin Cooper, who's responsible for dropping the ball, and brings him into the hug. Cooper remonstrates in the ensuing melee. Kenny slaps Gavin, 10 in the bin. First ever sin bin slap.
Do you reckon Sam Burgess might have been going in for a slap? I know that the Burgess brothers have apparently been quite misunderstood in their violent activities.
I think it's a good way to bring back the punch because it'll be like, oh, I'm getting sin bin for slapping. I might as well get some value out of this.
Totally.
Need to bring in like a 20-minute for a punch. Or
5 for a slap, 10 for a punch.
Yeah.
Halve it.
How much
there's been some big calls coming out for the 5, isn't
it? And one set. If you pinch someone's shirt, one set. A pinch, a slap, punch.
Yeah.
Well, we might talk about the nipple cripple a bit later with Gal, but if you do the slap and the punch in the same incident, do you serve the sentences concurrently?
Ooh.
Or are they cumulative? These are things that the NRL hasn't thought about.
A slap off the left to set up the right hook. That's a combo.
They haven't thought about these things thoroughly. And, of course...
They charge you to a duel, sir. Jab, jab, cross.
Slap, slap, cross.
The other very, very unfortunate victim of all this, of course, was the chair in the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
Dressing room, because on Cowboy Vision, it was captured Kenny throwing a chair, somewhat agitatedly, across a room, and I think the chair was harmed in the filming of that video.
Can we inquire as to the how the chair is? The condition of the chair? Was the chair broken?
I think it's damaged? In a sitical condition.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it cool how I used to host the... Turn your phone off. Yeah, isn't it cool how I used to host the important investigative journalism show on this... On this station. Sitical. Well, Daily Cherry Evans, of course, is a victim this week.
He was sat down as well.
Andrew Webster had something to say about Melbourne this week. Can you believe that this applies to Sam Burgess in some way, Chris?
Well, but I think what's happening, and this is against the very reason for this show exists to see the Melbourne Storms not win the premiership. But all signs are pointing that way at the moment as they sit atop the competition table 4 points ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making all the other NRL players fired up, behaving erratically. I mean, do you boys feel that there's any other teams? I mean, Dennis, do you want to give us the Canberra pitch as to why they're any shot of winning this comp, or aren't the Storms just going to take us all the way?
We're into year three, I think it is, maybe year four of Ricky Stewart's 25-year plan. So we're building.
So
it's
a little bit grubby behaviour, isn't it? And speaking,
the Storms.
It's always what they do. And speaking of grubs, this is going to be a segue. Is going to sound like I'm sledging you, Dennis. You have Rugby League the Musical playing at the Bridge Hotel in Balmain. I'm not. I just didn't do the segue right. So we have two double passes to give away for that. Text in. God, it's been so long since I was here. 0409 945 945 and tell us who is the game's biggest grub, and you can get yourself two double pass, aka two tickets, different ways to say it. So
Rugby League Musical's Mad Monday season. Mad Monday's in May. We started last week. I started this week. 8th, 15th and 22nd. I'm away on rep duties for the last Monday of May.
Cool. And should we just say that the double pass is whatever date you can make it?
Yep. 8th, 15th or 22.
Yep. Cool, sure. Cool.
It's great marketing because who does anything on a Monday night?
This is to replace Monday night footy. That's exactly right.
And in terms of Melbourne, I mean, Aaron, you're now residing in the Great Southern Capital. Is that correct?
Yes. That's why my rugby league references are a bit out of date.
News doesn't reach up there.
Have you been... enticed to go along to a Storms game?
No, not yet.
Well, you're missing out, because as AH suggested, Andrew Webster, not the assistant coach of the Tigers, mind you. It's a Fairfax journalist. AH, have you got an announcement you want to make vis-a-vis Fairfax journalism?
Oh, yes, support the Strikers this week. If you have a subscription to Fairfax, or, you know, if you don't, sign up, subscribe to the Sydney Morning Herald, but wait a week. Show that you support quality journalism, but don't support it this week. Support the Strikers. Solidarity forever. There is power in a union, comrades. Oh, and if you're a freelance writer, don't be a grub.
So, as the maxim
don't pitch to Fairfax this week.
As the maxim goes, you can take the broadcaster out of backchat. You can't take backchat out of the broadcaster. But Webster said this, and this just bodes not well for the rest of the season. And, Aaron, I just keep your wits about you down there in Melbourne.
It's storm fever at the moment. I think I saw a beanie the other day, but it could have just been coincidental storm colours.
Webster says, and I quote...
Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
When Melbourne play... They stole me. It's a killing machine. I got the population down. If you know what I mean. I never stop and go please. I'm all about the cities.
Fire Up on FBI 94.5 and online and on your mobile at fbiradio.com. In the studio today. Oh, sorry, I'm AH Kaylee filling in for Dennis.
Stephen Ferris.
Filling in for Stephen Ferris.
Muscle-bound maestro.
I'm not used to being awake at this time. I mean, no particular reason, but nighttime radio seems to suit me well. Maybe like Sunday, about 6 p.m. Anyway, never heard of it. Chris Gayle, of course, in the studio, and our two guests are Dennis Carnahan and Aaron Gox. And Carnahan has Rugby League the Musical Mad Monday at the moment. Dennis, what are the dates for that?
May 8, 15 and 22.
Cool, and it's at the Bridge Hotel. You can get yourself...
Roselle, across the road from the old Tigers Leagues Club.
Yeah, the meth
That's
lab.
True.
That's the meth lab. The meth lab when you get a Zumbos there as well.
You can cop yourself a double pass by texting in 0409 945 945 and tell us who's the biggest grub in the game. Melissa from Coogee has said Justin Hodges, a mortal grub. Agreed.
Very good.
Todd has said Cam Smith was and is and always will be king of the grubs. Also, about time you cut that deadwood, Ferris. Oh. I agree. Have me in on Fire Up every week. I don't think I'm doing too well this morning. I am very sleepy. But
to be honest, we've got about 1,000 people in the studio because of the big gap in our lives left by Stephen Ferris being down at GIO Stadium for the doubleheader.
Well, speaking of big gaps,
hello. Yeah.
I think we got to talk about Woodsy, don't we?
Yes, well, all Tigers, we are now, I don't know, in the seven steps, I'm somewhere between denial and grieving or acceptance or something, because the news has come down the wires in the last 7 days since we were last on air that Aaron Woods is a bulldog, pointed out in shorter terms on Leichhardt Oval Under Hill by a fan that Aaron Woods is a dog. And the news came through.
And he's playing, and he's going to play for Canterbury as well.
Exactly.
A boom tish. That's why you're a professional comedian, Goxie.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, friend of the show, James Teddy Tedesco, confirmed that he signed for 4 years with the Sydney team, as they're well known. And as was pointed out on the hill at Leichhardt, Teddy is a rooster.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did they say rooster?
I think it was rooster was the word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's another word for rooster.
I think it was a...
cockerel.
Synonym?
Cockerel.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more graphic.
They shortened the cockerel
a little bit more graphic when it came to Mitchell Moses.
And everyone loves a shortened cockerel.
And look...
Hell yeah.
And look, Aaron's doing it tough. He was the victim of the drumstick tackle, or AH as you like to refer to it.
The cornetto tackle.
And
why
Aaron,
not?
You've been a bit involved in the drumstick world, haven't you, in recent times?
A little bit. I've had a few.
And didn't you do an on-air review of the special edition Jimmy Barnes drumstick?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were talking about chicken drumsticks.
I mean, we can if you want.
Plus, you know, I've been rehearsing for Cram from Spiderbait's position, but I don't know.
Well, they are back, are you?
Well, that's a good confession. And we have... what did Woodsy have to say this week?
When you say ups and downs, instability, what do you mean?
Just a lot of things happening in the background, you know, the club, you know, from a higher place that's out of our control. We're forever in the media. You know, we've had three coaches in the time that I've been at the club. So, and it just, you know, it does drag you down after a while. You know, we are football players, but the stuff that comes with it, it takes its toll after a while. And you want to go in there and play footy, but there's always something happening outside of the club that's out of our control. But it is what it is. And all I'm worried about is, you know, doing the best for my teammates week in, week out. And like I said, I stated at the start of the year, I want to play semi-final football. I'm sick of watching, like, we haven't made the eight for, I think, 6 years now. And just sick of watching it. So the main thing I'm focused on at the moment is just playing some good footy with the Tigers, putting all this stuff behind us and moving forward and trying to make the top eight with the boys.
Touching stuff.
Semi-final football. Set your guys' goals high.
Wants to get in at eighth.
You know, he's already come out subsequently and said that when he was talking about semi-final football, he was talking about his desire to get to semi-final football this year with the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't referring to the fact that I'm jumping to the Bulldogs in order to play semi-final football. So I don't know if you could actually pick that up from that particular piece of audio. And I thought it was interesting how he's referring to, you know, things higher up.
Higher powers.
Is he talking about his spiritual relationship or Marina Go?
Oh, gosh, who knows?
Either one. Both.
Would we say that she's a godlike figure? I feel like God isn't flawed. You know, I went to Catholic school. I don't think there was anything in the scriptures about, you know, oh yeah, God was a bit of a dick sometimes.
Perfection.
I mean, he was a bit of a dick sometimes. Old Testament, but you know, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, don't like the old stuff.
It's kind of your mono.
I like their new stuff better than their old stuff.
It's kind of your mono or poly. I mean, you know, if you like lots of gods, I think she might fit that category. But yeah. I'm not so sure. And I mean, look, also, of course, Justin Pascoe, the CEO, has come out for the first time and actually been interviewed this week on League Live. And under pressure said, look, I am accountable. I was negotiating. It's not a good outcome for the club, which I think is good. He then goes on to use the word organisation about 15 times more often than he uses the words footy club.
It's very disappointing, isn't it?
Yes. And when under pressure, he says, we are building a $57 million centre of excellence.
Oh, that's what you need. Centre of excellence. Fix you right up.
So what we find, so it's pretty tough on Woodsy's life right now, but it's not all bad. I mean, he's out for possibly Origin 1 and Origin 2.
Can I just ask, with Pascoe saying takes full responsibility and...
some responsibility, I think.
Well, it takes some responsibility. Doesn't taking responsibility mean I'm going to do something about it? Because it's all well and good to say, you know, it's like a politician saying, I take full responsibility. You should then fall on your sword, shouldn't one? And this is what Barry O'Farrell did that. He said, I take full responsibility, fall on my sword, resign. Others have said, I take full responsibility, but I'm going to do nothing about it! It sounds a bit like that.
I think that's the West Tigers way, isn't it? That's their full motto. Full responsibility. Do footy teams have mottos? I think they do.
Well, Aaron, according to that interview, the most confident word Aaron said there was, he said it loud, he said it clearly, he said it. He projected it well, over and over again.
It's not like we're without... It's not like we're not without precedent here. I mean, the Parramatta board was forced to resign for allegedly activities that might have involved illegal activity.
They were forced to resign rather than falling on their swords.
Yeah, I would say incompetence is a good reason to fall on your sword. Just saying, you know.
You've got your hand up, Anne.
Oh, don't ruin the magic of radio, you dick.
I thought you had a question, that's all.
No, I have my hand up to be like,
it's your turn.
Shut up. We only have half an hour left in the show and we have so much yet to talk about. So, Woodsy has been the face of rugby league sagas at the moment, but he's also the face of the Smart Wig. Chris, would you like to fill us in on the Smart Wig, which incidentally I thought was a little bit of satire and no, it's real.
So, we're all moving into Origin period, you know, when actually rugby league comes to life. And all good Queenslanders get to know what they normally do know, which is success on a sustained basis. And so New South Wales is looking for any edge. And whenever you're in trouble, what do you go to? Technology.
Mm-hmm.
So Woodsy is not only the human face of the Tigers turmoil, he's the human face of the Blatchy's Blues Smart Wig. Have any of you guys had an opportunity to see the Smart Wig in action?
I've only seen the videos, but boy, howdy, the video's impressive. I actually looked at it and thought, wow, this is... straight off the professor's show.
Can I describe it to you?
Please.
Yes, please
look,
do.
If it's got the Blatchy's Blues backing, you know it's going to be quality.
Yeah, top draw.
Is it like an Australia's Barmy Army?
All right, Queenslander.
It turns out, Aaron, you're absolutely correct, because the Smart Wig is the most connected wig ever. So all you people out there wearing your rugs and toupees... I mean, get into the Wi-Fi era, because that's what Blatchy's Blues is doing. The largest, most...
If there's something I think that's really been missing from the market, it's technology wigs that can connect to Wi-Fi.
Exactly right. And the largest, most passionate supporter group, that's a bit like the Tigers saying they want to be the number one sporting organisation in Australia, $57 million centre of excellence, is now the most connected. With new in-ear technology, the star Blatchy's Blues wig will get exclusive content and... Triple M commentary during Origin Game 2.
Triple M, never heard of it.
Enjoy 6 hours. 6 hours, count them, of Blatchy's radio hosted by Fletcher and Heine, delivered straight to your ear. I don't know where else they deliver it. Now, that should really...
Wig suppository.
Now, that should really blow your hair back. Sorry, that should read. Now, that should really blow your hair back.
Are we talking wig hair or real hair?
You've got the blue synthetic hair. You've got this tube.
But are they saying it will blow... Which hair will it blow back? Oh, look, you know, theology, so many questions that will go unanswered. Please continue, Chris.
So you get this blue tube. So as...
Mm-hmm. Does it connect to blue... No, blue tube isn't a thing. I'm so tired. That's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. I think it's your Bluetooth blue back. Tube. As dust descends into night, as the two combatants prepare to take the stadium, the blue wig lights up. You've got apparently in-room audio of Laurie firing up the boys. And it'll be a sea of blue that will take us to a superb victory in Origin 2 and potentially a 1-2 series loss.
Mm. I think that, I mean, good luck getting that to work on stadium Wi-Fi. Whenever I go there, I can't even get a single tweet up. It takes like half a game and drains three quarters of my battery to do that. So I suspect they're going to have to make some apologies.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think, but we have to make an apology on air because we've got a lot of disgruntled supporters. We're always looking to extend our brand, and of course, we tried to launch the Fire Up Festival in the Bahamas last week. This was the brainchild of Stephen Ferris and Ja Rule, and it didn't go well. In fact, we are now addressing a $100 million US lawsuit filed against Stephen and Ja after the
ill. Is that why Ferris isn't here?
He's on the run. He's on the lam.
I hear there's a shortage of sauce.
Exactly. The condiment situation was unacceptable. The ill-fated Fire Up Festival, after their highly anticipated Luxury Island concert, devolved into an event allegedly closer to the Hunger Games than Coachella. Mm. We were hoping for luxury situations. We were going to provide you with Blink 182, and wouldn't it be great to hear them after all these years?
Sure.
Disclosure and Major Lazer. You know, basically the FBI playlist come to life in luxury villas. Unfortunately, when people arrived, there were half-built tents, portaloos, and not a villa to be seen. I don't want to go into too much detail for legal reasons, but I think in our defence, Mitch Pergerson from North Carolina speaks to our defence and saying, look, it was clearly it wasn't a private island. I think it was previously owned by Pablo Escobar, actually. So it's got pedigree. Still, food and drink were free, and there was plenty of it. Cute pigs and bikini-clad girls roamed the beach. There was a DJ.
Cute police officers.
Yeah, presumably it was Ferris. They actually treated us pretty well. The first 3 hours was dope. So if you want to attack Fire Up for putting on the Fire Up Festival,
the next 3 hours was smack.
The first 3 hours were dope.
This is Fire Up on FBI 94.5. And don't forget, text in 0409 945 945 to win a double pass to Rugby League the Musical, Dennis Carnahan's amazing show. It's the Mad Monday edition. Just text in 0409 945 945 and tell us who is the biggest grub in the game. Don't forget to give us your name and suburb. Living it up, they got all of y'all. Giving it up, I'm like, little ooh, baby, how cute are you? With a body that rides on sexual. I got a stick, I'll ride right next to you. Doing donuts and guts, then I open it up. On the freeway, hand on the wheel, foot on the clutch. Rule, baby, not giving it up.
Do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What
giving it up.
My love.
Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right.
We sure do. This is Fire Up on FBI 94.5. I'm AH Kaylee, filling in for Dennis Carnahan, Chris Gale. Oh, filling in for Dennis Carnahan. Oh,
No. That's what Ferris means. He doesn't exist anymore. He's on the run now.
Okay, right, because of the Fire Up Festival.
The Fire Up Festival. Okay. I had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely.
I was just following orders.
Oh, okay, cool. So our guests are Dennis Carnahan.
Filling in for AH Kaylee.
Filling in for AH Kaylee because she is not here today. And Aaron Gox. Goxie, classic stitch up. I'm sorry. It's so Bart Simpson, say the line. What have you been up to, Goxie?
I've been basically trying to just keep everything humming along nicely.
Okay, cool. I was thinking you should plug your show, but yeah cool.
Sorry, I thought you meant just in general. So I'm up in Sydney at the moment doing the comedy festival. I got four shows. I did one last night and there's three more to go. Of my show, I mean. And then there's other people doing them, but don't worry about
stuff
that.
The other shows.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Well, I'm in the Enmore Theatre, which sounds very nice, but I'm in a back room that I think it's where they keep all the microphones and stuff. They've just stuck me in there.
Oh, so you'll never be damned for technology. You'll always have plenty there.
That's right.
That's good.
I think they call it the laneway, don't they? Something like that.
Yeah, there's a few different rooms inside they've used, yeah.
No.
They get value out of there. And the factory theatre, they have people in containers there, shipping containers, which is cool.
Fantastic. And where can we get tickets for that?
Ticket Tech.
Cool. Maybe it's best to go to Goxie's Facebook page, which is just called Aaron Gox. Gox is spelled G-O-C-S, to find out how you can grab tickets. Really funny show. I've checked it out. Absolutely amazing. Look, before we get on to our next topic, we're giving away tickets to Dennis Carnahan's show, Rugby League, the musical Mad Monday edition, which is playing at the Bridge Hotel in Rozelle. We've got a lot of texts. If you want to join in, 0409 945 945 to win a double pass. And what you need to tell us is, who is Rugby League's biggest grub? We've got Billy Slater with his foot first slide tackles. Oh, incidentally, give us your name and address. So if you've already texted in, you didn't do that. Just text in again and say, like, who you said. John has said Kenny Dowell busted with coke at the Ivy last night. He just had a good time.
That's a badge of honour, isn't
that's
it?
That's a badge of honour.
I mean, that is part of a rugby league player's journey.
Absolutely. We, of course, wouldn't endorse that kind of behaviour because we would be breaching the broadcast
rules.
You're
not NRL players. It's not part of your gig.
Well, yeah, no, it's not.
You said endorse, not indulge, right? And also at the Ivy. I mean, the perfect venue for it. I mean, that's absolutely textbook,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. You know? Let's see, what else have we got? Would I be able to give a shout out to the boys for the vibe? No, we don't take requests on this show. Sam from Cronulla has said Eddie Munster, biggest grub. And then in brackets, he said Mick Ennis, he acts all nice on TV these days. Never forget the grub lord. I know that I never will.
This is a guy from Cronulla.
That's a guy from Cronulla. I dream of Mick every single night.
That grubbery won him a premiership.
That's right. So that's,
you can't complain about the grubbery when you're putting a trophy in the cabinet on the back of the grubbery.
That's the not understood cost of all this player movement. So speaking of grubs, Grubby Reynolds comes to the Tigers, and you invest so much. You probably invest more in hating other teams and their players than actually loving your own, and then you have to make that adjustment. So I feel Sam's conflict. Ennis brings the title on one hand, but he's a grub on the other.
Although, when you've got Fifita and Gallen, I mean, it's water off his back.
You're replaced with choice. But you know who Ennis says has taken his mantle? Vunivalu.
Oh, for sure.
The Storm's winger, whose try against the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Steelers.
Thank you.
I love the red headphones. Are those Steelers headphones?
Oh, well, that's something that the listener is aware of, isn't it?
If you're going to have blue wigs...
Let's have sight gags on the radio. Look, continuing with the texts, Todd from Ramsgate Beach has texted in again. He said, we as rugby league fans can celebrate the return of the Prince of the Grubs, Billy Slater, only the second to teammate and... only coming second to teammate and captain King of Grubs, Cam Smith, which I agree with. Andrew in Stanmore has said the biggest grub in league is Cam Smith. Seeing a little bit of a theme here. Hands down, no contest. He was arguing for a penalty while his teammate spear tackle... Oh, no, we can't really cover that one on the radio. Too many allegedlies. And Andrew from Balmain has said only just tuned in. So you may have already mentioned a momentous occasion that's happening this season. Absolutely momentous. This weekend, rather. Absolutely momentous. The Glebe RLFC, the Dirty Reds, are officially launching tomorrow, 88 years after they were kicked out of the Premiership. Andrew from
Controversially.
Balmain.
Playing out of Leichhardt, though.
Controversial.
Couldn't they set up a field at Wendy Park or something?
No, because there's a dog track
true
there.
Believe,
That was, I believe Baird was trying to get rid of that dog track so they can put the Dirty Reds back in.
Oh, great.
Because Baird's a true believer.
Well, I mean, Dennis, maybe you can suggest that to the officials there, because you're writing their theme song.
No, I've
you?
Written their You've theme written song. It. It's actually the greatest honour to write a theme song for one of the original clubs, and it's a cracking theme tune, I've got to say.
Mm.
I can't do it on guitar. It needs a whole orchestra. It needs an oompa-pa marching band.
So who'd you nick the tune off?
Oh, no, it's a completely original tune.
Original?
All original.
Wow.
All original, well-researched.
Were you...
Is it like, watching this team is as good as a vacation, how good is Glebe, we love gentrification? Is that kind of...
No, that's not in it.
Well, I think it could be.
The main theme is we are the Dirty Reds and we're back.
Beautiful. Hey?
What did you get to rhyme with Glebe?
I didn't.
Joe Weeb, the mind coach who failed at the West Tigers. And will we be able to get to hear this song at some stage during the 2017 season, Dennis?
100%.
Great.
Well, look, come to the lunch tomorrow. I'm having lunch with Phil Gould tomorrow. I'll be inviting him on the show, of course.
Ah, beautiful. We will hear a song from you a little bit, like, at the end of this segment, quite soon. But firstly, how could we not want to cover this? It's Rep Round.
What a beautiful time it is in the calendar, where Australia meets New Zealand, Kangaroos versus Kiwis, Jillaroos versus Kiwi Ferns, a good 4 or 5 weeks before New South Wales plays Queensland. It makes perfect sense to me.
Mm.
And
isn't it great that we're battling New Zealand just 2 weeks after the Anzac round?
And, you know, our personal connection to this is down at GIO Stadium in Canberra, a place close to your heart, Dennis, and it will be DJed by Anonymous. And and everybody's excited.
It'll be DJ for me. I'm filling in for him.
That's correct.
In every regard.
In every respect. Mm. What does that mean? We get a lot of
no
angst?
Respect at all.
Well, we get a lot of angst written into guitar music. Is that what we'll be getting at the stadium?
Why do you think that's my vibe? Be a lot of like house disco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chic. I know they're not house, but they're disco.
Because they've been claiming they've channeled Chic on the new album. I can't wait.
No.
But it doesn't end there. On Saturday, we've got a triple header out at Campbelltown, one of the spiritual heartlands of rugby league. We've got Cook Islands versus PNG.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tonga versus Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
And Samoa versus England.
Wow.
I mean, that's entertainment writ large.
I tipped Samoa, mostly just because they're not England. Chucky a la, comrades.
Yeah, we've got a problem with the English team, though.
What's the problem?
Well, you had a report earlier.
They had some
earlier,
flight problems, didn't they, Chris?
On the flight.
I'm just floored by this because I can't really see this as a problem, but a fan of the show, Stephen Martin, has felt compelled to email in and said, I flew into Abu Dhabi to... He said, dear AH and Chris, actually.
Mm.
I flew into Abu Dhabi to Sydney on Sunday and shared my flight with the England Rugby League squad. Well, that's about six guys, right? Because it's all NRL players now. To my disgust, and look, I hope people are sitting down or suitably accommodated because this is upsetting. They were polite to a fault. Quiet as mice.
Ooh.
And none of them touched a drop of alcohol
on the
way over. What is going on with our game? And he said, despite the missionary efforts of Todd Carney, Greg Bird and the great Joel Monaghan,
no.
I had some peanut butter on my toast this morning, I fear that the flame is going out in the old country. Could I suggest that instead of the current vogue for Bali retreats, mindfulness training, again, hello, Joe Wiebe, and intensive chai latte sessions, i.e. the Roosters, that the first manifestation of idiotic wrongdoing is punished with a compulsory spell and Castleford will witness to show the insipid but hopefully impressionable youth of England how it's done. Everyone's a winner. Thanks, Stephen, for pointing that out to us.
Same to all.
And you're a winner, Stephen. Now, look, Kangaroos and Jillaroos games aren't the only rep games in England v Samoa and Tonga versus Cook Islands. So that was I did that segue very well. Speaking of segues, City versus Country is being played on Sunday and it's the last one.
It stopped being an Origin trial 15 years ago, I reckon.
Mm.
And it's lost its veracity, its reason to live. It's been put to bed. How do we feel about it, guys?
Devastated. Devastated. As a boy from the bush, I'm devastated about it. And we had Laurie Daly come out just this week saying, you know what, I actually wanted to see a few of those players. I wanted to see them playing out of position because they play for certain positions in their club, and I like to see them play in other positions for the Blues, like wanting to see Trbojevic playing a different position to fullback because Teddy's in there.
If that's one thing we need in the Blues, a team that always plays like a well-oiled machine, it's players doing completely different positions.
Well, it's worked so well for 11 years, hasn't it?
Sometimes a change of position can be
I think clubs really enjoy watching their employees that they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars like bash each other for meaningless.
So
meaningless.
I mean, you just described the game of rugby league, didn't you?
So you're speaking in favour of the closure of the fixture, I'm hearing, Aaron.
Well, I meant like you're paying these guys and they go out and play for someone else, like.
It's their country, mate, or their city.
Yeah.
Or
I drive in the CBD and I look up and I see more skyscrapers climbing the air like Greenland and Pitt Street or whatever. You know what? I feel proud. I feel proud to be a Sydney boy. And when those blue and golds run out there on Sunday at the Glen Willow Oval in Mudgee with Ken Sutcliffe saluting, it'll be a fantastic moment. I think it's so sad, so, so sad that we aren't able to continue this fixture.
Will we, do we know if City finally has enough players? Because Brad Fittler, coach of the Sydney team, a City team rather, came out and said that he actually, I haven't seen a team list yet for City. He can't make a team. About 50 players pulled out.
With injury, like Curtis. Out. Like Curtis.
That's
what he's playing. Yeah. They're that desperate. He could only name 15 as at 9:30 on the Monday morning. And in desperation, and this is how bad it's got, he had to get Jake Marchetto from, get this, the Illawarra from the Intra Super Premiership Cup New South Wales to represent City. That's how bad it is.
I thought you were being rude there. His phone battery went dead. We don't have a name for our premier-carrying New South Wales Cup team. So.
You have an idea, though, don't you?
Yes. Well, you know, Big Cat sightings. There's one in the Illawarra, baby. And so I proposed, we can't be the Tigers, but they said... I don't have another radio show, but if I did, I may have mentioned that they're saying it's a leopard, so it's not a panther. Actually, I looked it up. Leopards are part of the panther family, but we can't call it the Illawarra Panthers, so I suggest, come on, Mighty Wollongong, we're the Illawarra Leopards, because we know that they're not going to call them the Steelers as much as we ask them to, because they're dead set dicks.
Maybe it was Ryan Girdler returning home.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. He is the Illawarra Panther.
Mistaken.
Speaking of dead set dicks, Dennis Carnahan is doing his show.
Wow.
Rugby league.
I tell you what, it's getting a little fight. This is what the Storms do to people.
She
you
is.
You get beaten by the Storms AH and you go feral.
Yeah.
She's fired up.
I'm fired up, baby. Fire up, you sad bleep. So Dennis Carnahan is doing his show, Rugby League the Musical. It's the Mad Monday edition at the Bridge Hotel in Rozelle, and we're giving away a double pass. Tune in, text in 049-945-945 and tell us who you think the biggest grub in the game is. Pierce from Stanmore has said, Hopawati, Chancellor of Grubbery, he wrote the book. I'm not sure that he has the intelligence to write any book, but anyway.
Ghost written by Webby.
That's very tough on young Will. That really is tough.
And Todd from Winuna has said, OG King Grub, using that young person's language, FBI, demographic, OG Young Grub, dead shit, Andrew G. Todd from Winuna has said that.
Can I put in my
Andrew G.?
Oh, Andrew G. Not Osher Ginsburg. Who I'm on record, I want to take his job on The Bachelor/Bachelorette.
He is a Brisbane boy.
And a big shout-out to Sophie Mark.
He's from Logan, I think.
No, he's from Adelaide.
Andrew G.
Dead set grub. I thought we were talking about Osher. I don't want to influence your decision, but fair dinkum. I'm right with you, Todd.
Well, Dennis, you're an amazing musician, a fantastic songwriter. So don't forget, 0409-945-945. It's such a funny show. I think I've seen it like four times since 2015. So yeah, definitely get there. 0409-945-945. Who is the biggest grub in the game? Dennis, can you give us an example of the kind of...
Look, this is probably not so much part of the show because the show is a bit more dynamic than this, but just for this weekend, for Rep Weekend, as a country boy... offended by my game, the one game that I look forward to because country have a chance of winning, whereas the Raiders haven't won since 1994. This is a little country song about Rep Weekend. It's such a great honour, it's every kid's dream, representing your hometown in your regional team. But there's nothing so miserable, disrespectful or drear, than when you get selected but your club says no deal. City that's hot, and to folk in the bush, it means quite a lot. But 50 players have stood down with injuries that aren't real, because the all-powerful clubs say no deal. Trebojevic, Tedesco, Leilua and Moses, Whitenbird and Walker all turned up their noses. A century's tradition dying without a squeal, 'cause the NRL backed down when the club said no deal. More of a protest song there.
Dennis Carnahan from Rugby League, the musical. You can win a double pass. Who is the biggest grub in the game? 0409-945-945.
When you say you're a country boy, Dennis, and I hear you play like that, I immediately go to John Denver. And I'm still not quite sure how I process the fact that we lost him in a light plane, like fixed light aircraft.
Devastating. When he had
you'd prefer that he died another way?
I don't know. You know, ingestion of hay bale or something. I don't know.
Hay fever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bad case of hay fever.
Too many griddles.
Have you ever gone to Tamworth?
Of course I've gone to Tamworth.
Oh, of course he's gone to Tamworth, Chris, you dickhead.
Did you ever get to play?
Obviously.
Yeah, West Tammy Leagues.
How about that?
Went off. Absolutely went off at West Tammy Leagues. We did get lost because we asked for directions. The main street of Tamworth is spelt G-O-O-N-O-O, G-O-O-N-O-O. Gunu.
G-O-G.
So pretty much. So we've stopped in the middle of... Oh, excuse me, mate. Where's Gunu Street? And they all said, oh, say it. Apparently it's pronounced Gunaganoo.
Right. Right.
Gunner.
I was going to say, that's what happened to Denver. He's Gunner Gunner.
It's like Winona from where I'm from. It's like the double O is at the beginning. But so a lot of people say Woonona, but you say Winona. Wollongong, Noons. A lot of people get confused by that one. Willamalu. Someone who I'm sure will get very confused maybe years later just because of the head knocks that he often receives is Paul Gallen. Now, we don't often talk about Paul on this show.
You always somehow manage to bring it back to Gal, don't you, AH?
You wrote down the show schedule, mate.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's so giving.
Is he still fuming about the Wags getting the Hill tickets at Penrith? That was the last I heard from him.
Yeah, no, he was fired up about the fact that the Cronulla wives and girlfriends and family were accommodated in the general admission area of Pepper Stadium when the Cronulla-Penrith feud blew up the 67ers. But he's actually come out of retirement. You know, it's sort of like a farnsie. He's back very, very quickly. And he's put his hand up for, you know, the decimated ranks of City. He's actually going to be captaining City, but not everybody is happy about it, are they?
I think Gal taking this position is.
Do you think he's been selfish taking the spot?
I think he's being selfish playing in the City.
There's been criticism that you're taking young players' spots.
Yeah, that's particularly disappointing. You know, he's obviously on a big platform now and on TV most nights, but being a former player, you know, we should know how hard the game is and probably not pass judgment so critical of that, especially something so personal. I mean, he can judge me on my field, judge me by my performances, that's fine, but calling me selfish is having a crack at me personally.
Gal, selfish? Never.
Inconceivable.
Wow.
I mean, as Aaron just pointed out, he's thinking of others all the time.
All the time.
He's doing charitable works, unrecognised. Because this isn't always the case when somebody's personality comes under attack.
Absolutely.
You don't see what he does away from the game, and I'm sure that applies to Gal.
No.
And I think...
But he's a very good actor. I think maybe he's working in some independent theatre at the moment.
Well, he's looking at the Commonwealth Games camera thinking about diving.
Oh, is he?
Well, he's looking for a post-career.
Why would we say that?
And you can tell he's mindful about what happens after league because he described what Brian Fletcher had as a very broad platform.
Yeah.
And isn't that a modern... That's like a pathways word, isn't it? Yeah. But, I mean, AH, you and I were out there on Saturday night for the Tigers v Sharks.
We were.
And soon-to-be-departed Tiger to become a Rooster, James Tedesco, had a try disallowed because Aaron Woods barely touched Paul Gallen. In fact, your mate Horsehead, who was the video referee, Jared Maxwell...
Paul Jared.
Said, he goes... You can see there was minimal contact on Paul Gallen. No try! And so the issue was Gal acting and taking a dive.
Yeah, I think you saw it on video, didn't you? You grabbed me. If you didn't grab me, it wouldn't have been a penalty. Pretty simple.
You're pretty confident when they went up.
It's on video, mate. It's there for everyone to see. So, yeah, you can't grab the marker. It's pretty simple.
I mean, our game doesn't have... Like, our game, you know, it's different to... other football codes, some one in particular where, you know, we don't condone, you know, diving and but we did tonight, so I'll leave it at that.
But we did tonight.
Wonder which code he was referring to.
Yeah, look, that's as fired up as you'll get Ivan Cleary. And he was ropeable. And any time that the spectre of soccer comes into our rugby league world, I think we're all the poorer for it.
Absolutely.
And I don't think Gal is selfish, but he needs to be careful if he's flirting with bringing in the round ball game into our game. It shouldn't happen, should it?
No, absolutely not. Balls should not be round. Nature did not make them that way. There's a little bit of a difference to the shape.
You've sung about Gal, haven't you?
Oh, I've sung plenty of songs about Gal.
Yeah.
I've sung... Well, actually, Gal, as part of his post-league career, like as you mentioned before, Horse is actually... retired from full-time refereeing to join Rugby League the Musical.
Is that right?
He has, and that's why so he presents the segment on pantomime. But Gal actually presents a segment in the show and sings a few songs around the campfire.
It's the real Gal. It's not someone with some suitably applied prosthetics or anything like that.
You've seen the video? You make up your own mind.
You make up your own mind.
And we're giving away two tickets to Janice's show, Rugby League the Musical, Mad Monday edition at the Bridge Hotel in Rosehill.
8th, 15th and 22nd of May.
Yeah, so basically if you win, tell us whatever date you want, we'll get in touch. Todd from Winona, speaking of Winona, has said OG King Grub dead shit. Oh no, we already read it.
It's still Todd.
You just wanted to swear on air again, didn't you?
Just love it, don't you?
I just wanted to rep the northern suburbs of Wollongong again. Yeah, 2500 and thereabouts. I love the northern suburbs because that's where I'm from. Hands down, dirtiest scrub ever equals Justin Hodges.
Ooh, and, a couple of votes for him.
And piercing Stanley, I assume that was Stanmore, because I've been away from home for so long. He said, I resent that comparison. I meant Stanwell Park. So my deepest apologies, Pierce.
So, I mean, I think we're heading to the end of this advertisement for Rugby League, the musical.
I think so. We've done it a lot. Oh, yeah, so I should probably choose our winner. I should have worked that out already. Andrew and Stanmore, the biggest grub in league is Cam Smith. I've already said it. Andrew and Stanmore, we've got your number. We'll be in touch.
He's right, though. President Smith, too much power.
Absolutely.
He's directing players around the paddock. Referee's boss. Now. It's just shocking. But look, I think it's been a challenge to have to deal with old what's-his-name, who's now left the country because of the Fire Up Festival fiasco. But it's
absolutely.
It's been great to be with you on the air for the first time in many, many months.
It went well.
And it's been great to have Dennis and Aaron along. But we've sort of taken the opportunity of the vacant air to continue to promote one more cultural career.
Absolutely. And FBI Radio, Sydney Music, Arts and Culture.
Correct. And that, of course, was Anthony Chock-Mundine, who's talking about a comeback to the NRL at the age of 42, but he was unable to join us. So at the last minute, we've decided to throw on Bronco Reg for a get-out punt.
Take it away. This has been Fire Up 94.5.
So this is about I've got a bit of a man crush on Matty Johns, have done for a number of years. So we've had a lot of hate recently.
Surely Andrew.
No, no way. I think he...
We'll fight about this afterwards.
Okay. So I want to have a beer with Matty Johns, Fox Fonz. He's been through highs and lows, 5'8". Now he's hosting 58 shows. Was he in the ad for Lowe's? I don't think so. 97 Heaven, you won. Halves Gun, he didn't party by him though. He's better than Lego. Yeah. You're making jokes with the blokes, coats the blokes with jokes. He's having a beer with us. Now he's serious. He's bent elbow, hand on his knee. He's speaking earnestly. Raiders this year, he'll tell you that for free. Anytime, he could switch on a dime. He's like Alan Alda in MASH. Reg had a hell of a tash. I want a beer with Matty Johns, the Fox Fonz. He's been through highs and lows, 5'8", now he's on 58 shows. Everybody knows when he goes, the footy show blows. He's chimping at the bid to see the guy get hit. He's swearing, ripping and a-tearing, silver chair blaring, brother comparing, great halves pairing, jersey wearing, Dally M comparing, Reg is ready and raring, obvious glaring is that Bono's blows. He's like, I must confessor, all my jokes were by the professor. I want a beer with Matty Johns, the Fox Fonz. He's been through highs and lows, 5'8", now he's on 58 shows. Everybody knows, when he goes, the footy show blows. MJ, you got more moves than MJ. You gave a knock in the knock. You had a thriller in Manila with your brother. Bruz discover, uncover. He couldn't keep it under wraps. You made your brother collapse. He's on the northern beaches. Halves, they like teach us. Luke Keary, he's teary, winning the comp. Silly Billy Ben Gillies doesn't want to hear you sing. Don't worry, mate. He doesn't have a premiership ring. Here's the thing. I want a beer with Matty Johns, Fox Fonz. He's been through highs and lows, 5'8". Now he's on 58 shows. Everybody knows when he goes, a footy show blows. You're in the final winter, finals prediction. You're wiser than Splinter. Reg Reagan's better than an away win. You're the better brother, you made the best of your ability, now you're Fox Nobility. If you were a movie, you'd be Rudy. Yeah, you bloody beauty.
Hey. Beautiful, Reg.
Bronco Reg, and this has been Fire Up on FBI. Almost said another show's name, which is weird.
Yeah.
Haven't heard of it. This has been Fire Up on FBI 94.5. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.